again.
Rachel's teaching down at Karuna.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
say nothing.
Mm. Just come again into connection with your body. You can keep that on, you know, so your thing.
No, it's all right.
It doesn't interfere. I do worry, I just worry about your oxygenation.
Yeah, no, don't worry. If I need to, I'll put it.
Okay. Because people just get used to it, it's fine. Yeah. It doesn't get in the way at all. So just coming into your body and noticing your body's contact with the floor or the chair or wherever you're sitting. Noticing your breath moving in and out, relaxing into the tide of the breath. And bringing attention into the midline of the body. Notice the base of your body, where your body contacts the floor. Notice your spine. Notice your sacrum and your pelvis. Letting your attention move up your body. Relaxing your shoulders and the long muscles of the back. Letting the structure of the body hold the body upright. Noticing the direction above and the direction below. Letting your attention sink downwards, down this vertical axis, down beneath the floor of the room, down into the foundations of the building, down into the earth, letting that central axis go right down into the center of the earth, where we find the sun inside the earth, find the heart of the earth. It can be imagined or sensed as a fiery star at the heart of the earth, generating the green life of the earth. Noticing your relationship with the center of the earth. Noticing your relationship to the central axis that holds you. Letting your attention move upwards along that central axis, up to the surface, to the base of the body, up along the line of the body, right up into space, through the cloud layer, to connect with the sun above us. Feeling the radiance and the power of the sun above you, feeling the green star at the heart of the earth beneath you. letting the fiery sunlight descend, letting the green fire of the earth ascend. Meeting at in the middle of the body, the heart of your experience. And as they meet, there is ignition. The third star comes into being. The star of your own self-light, your own generative energy. Feel the sun and the earth meeting in your heart, but being augmented, being developed by your own self-light, burning at the center of your own being. And feeling that self-light that is added to by the light of the sun and the light of the earth, expanding into the chalice of your body, touching the cells, the organ systems, the blood, the bone, the breath within the body, feeling the self-light touching all the cells of your body, and feeling it radiating beyond you into the room. Letting it touch the subtle environment around you. Letting it touch the objects near to you. Letting it touch the seat you're sitting on. Letting that light, that energy radiate beyond you so that it fills the room. And noticing that as your light touches the room, touches the objects in the room, there is a response. It is as if a light is awakened within them. It is as if the objects in the room and the room itself resonates with the fire and light that is radiating out of your heart. Rest in the heart, rest in the self-light, rest in the central axis. Feel the blessing of the sun and the green earth. Let that blessing radiate through your total environment. Lose awareness, come back to the sense of the body and the breath, and aligning with the central axis. Touch into the earth and the sun. Let them come together in the heart. Let that self-light fill the body and radiate beyond.